from that perspective. But you know, we had a couple penalties that extended some of their drives, and then we had some penalties that stalled some of our drives in the first half. And you know, very close, highly contested 10-3 game at halftime. Fortunately, you know, our guys came in, we regrouped a little bit at the locker room and at halftime, and we did come out and we executed a little better, and we didn't go backwards with the penalties and things of that nature. And we were able to score on our first three possessions in the second half. And our defense stopped them on downs a couple of times. They did go for a couple fourth downs later in the game. And our guys, you know, got them stopped and down. So, you know, we were able to get that lead that we needed. And like I said, we moved the ball okay in the first half. We just didn't find the end zone and didn't line up for any field goals because we went backwards a few times with a sack and some penalties. But, you know, our guys came out and competed and played hard defensively. They did a really good job. Our guys did a really good job, and special teams, you know, kept us in it as well. There was a little bit of a wind, so punting in one direction, the ball came up a little short, and then going the other direction. I think we had a 57-yard. I believe their guy had a 69-yard punt that downed it at our 1-yard line just before the half. So, highly contested game, especially for the first half, but our guys, you know, hung in there, regrouped at halftime, and came out and put a much better product on the field as far as putting the ball in the end zone offensively.
Defensively, you've had some great teams in the past, but the past 3 weeks now, you've only given up 23 points against some decent offenses and some good offenses in there. How has this group been playing so well, and maybe how does this group compare to some of the ones you've had in the past?
Yeah, we've mentioned it before, Rob, and, you know, obviously there are some real good individuals on the defense that are standing up, and, you know, the ones you hear about mostly are the linebackers, Bell and Hartzell and those guys, just because of how our defense is designed. But I said it before, and I'll say it again, we just have so much experience on that side of the ball. You know, depending on who we start, Hartzell is a fourth-year senior, but he's a three-year starter, and he's the youngest guy on the starting 11 if we don't put Capri Martin. Capri Martin's a sophomore DN, and he starts games as well, but we could put all fifth-year and sixth-year guys along with Hartzell as a four-year senior. So that type of game experience and that type of years playing together, for the most part, a couple grad transfers sprinkle in there. But as far as the guys that have just been playing in our system and been playing together for so long, they just, you know what the other guy's going to do. And we're playing pretty fundamentally sound right now. We're playing really aggressive right now. Our guys are being physical, and, you know, they're playing gap sound football, and that's been good to watch. And, you know, it's exciting to see them continue to improve moving forward each and every week. So they're keeping guys out of the end zone, you know, the bend but don't break kind of philosophy. Not that that is our philosophy. We'd love to have three and outs all over the place, but, you know, they have teams have been able to get down to scoring position, and we've been able to, you know, get off the field. So it's been really good from that perspective. And like I said, when you have fifth and sixth year guys playing that are, you know, 3 and 4 year starters, that just leads for a lot of camaraderie, consistency, and so on. And that's what we're seeing on the field right now.
Offensively, you touched on, you know, once you got the penalties out of the way the second half, you were able to really move the ball. 223 yards on the ground. That was the numbers you were putting up earlier the last few weeks. The running game hasn't been quite as good, but just the balance you had with Raglan and Avit and kind of Watkins with a couple of running touchdowns, did you feel like you were starting to get back to maybe where you were running the ball earlier in the year?
Well, we're hoping so. I mean, with Connor, you know, also adding into some of the run game, it just gives defenses a little more things to worry about, you know, as far as not just worrying about the handoffs to the running back. So whenever you can add the quarterback into the running game, it just gives them that extra thing that they have to, you know, defend against. And Connor had the opportunity to get two rushing touchdowns along with a passing touchdown. And then, you know, David and Rags, they're strong. They're strong running backs because there's a couple plays where, you know, they could have been knocked down at or near the line of scrimmage, but, you know, they're able to break a tackle and get extended yards. So I think Rags had one for 55 yards, but he did a really good job, you know, had a nice stiff arm on a guy that looked like he was going to be tackled, you know, after just a short gain. And then he was able to maintain his balance and get down the field for the 55 yarders. So, you know, they're strong running backs and they're doing a really good job. Hopefully each and every week with the youth we have playing up front, you know, that's where we're lacking some consistency. But the guys are trying hard and they're putting in the effort, and each and every week we're hoping for some improvement, and hopefully that week right there gives some of the guys up front a little more added confidence that they can go out and continue to, hopefully open up some holes and get our guys the opportunities to have that type of game. So we'll see how it goes, but all starts in practice.
Have you ever had to adjust things with Connor? Last year, kind of a sort of a gunslinger, a lot of big plays down the field. We've talked about the receiver changes and all that, but with the strong defense that you have and some young backs and some young line, have you asked him to do things a little differently this year?
No, not really. It's coming out that it's a little different. We're not hitting the explosives maybe that we did last year because we had, I don't want to say more weapons at the wide receiver position, but just more experience and guys that, again, had worked together with Connor. So just when you're worked together for so long and you have that type of timing, it just leads to that much, more consistency. So we did have more plays down the field. But as far as what we're doing and how we're doing it, Coach Bowden and the offensive staff, they're putting together the game plan. And we're not really adjusting a whole lot as far as making a ton of differences. There are some things, obviously, when you're looking at what the opponent's doing, that's going to change, some things you're doing schematically. But we're just trying to have a good mix. We're always looking for balance. We do always want to be able to run the ball effectively, mix it in with some RPO game, and we'll take some shots down the field. We just hit a lot less shots this year and have taken less shots this year than we maybe have in the past when we've had more experienced people at the wideout position. But it comes with protection too. You got to make sure you have the guys up front that can give you the opportunity to take some of those shots because they're a little, you hold the ball a little longer when you're trying to get those extended plays down the field. So we want to just be balanced, give defenses more to look at, quarterback run, obviously running with the running backs, and then the RPO game. And then if we can get them where they're going to load up the box, maybe we can get more of those shots downfield.
Time of possession in the game, you had the ball for 36 minutes. How big was that on Saturday?
Yeah, whenever you can keep the defense off the field or limit the number of plays they are on the field, you can keep them fresh. And then they can go out there and, they're doing a great job on getting off the field, making people punt. I think we had, I'm not sure how many punts they had in the game this past week, six or seven. But, whenever we can keep the defensive guys fresh, not only through rotation, but limited number of plays, that's always going to help us in the long run. And then extending the drives on offense to keep the defense off the field. As long as we can finish, I don't want to, win the time of possession and not the ball in the end zone. The points are the most important thing, along with, hanging on to the ball and not having a turnover. So, I was surprised when I saw the time possession at the end of the game because that's not anything we really talk about all that much. Points for, points against, and turnovers are really the points of emphasis. But, like I said, if you limit them to 50 or less plays, your defense can stay pretty healthy and pretty fresh throughout the course of the game. And I think that helps them play well down in the fourth quarter.
Your team on the road at Monmouth on Saturday, they've been as explosive an offensive team as there's been in this conference this year. As you've started to prepare for that game, just talk about the challenges they present, what makes them so good on that side of the ball.
Yeah, well, exactly what you just said. I mean, they're explosive. They get the ball out quick. I think they have the fewest number of sacks against them, but they have the best passing offense in the conference and scoring a ton of points. And their quarterback's leading the conference. They also have guys leading in rushing categories as well as rushing touchdowns. So they're explosive as heck on offense. And, thankfully and hopefully our strength will match up with their strength, as we were just talking about our defense. So, but, there's a lot that concerns. Like I said, they get the ball out quick. They extend drives. They're not afraid to go for it on fourth down. I think they have the most fourth down attempts in the league as well to continue their drives and keep the drives alive. I think they've attempted the fewest field goals in the league, which leads to, their aggressiveness when they do have the ball on offense. So Coach Callahan's done a phenomenal job with that group and that team. And obviously we have to go out there and, hopefully continue to play the way we've been playing on defense. We want to try to create more turnovers. We haven't gotten a ton of turnovers, but we have had some good, like I said, downs on stops and goal line stands and so on. So, big challenge for us this week going over to Monmouth. Not a long ride, so should be hopefully an easy trip, but we want to make sure we get over there and we get in the hotel, we lock in and focus on the task at hand, and that is go in there and play a clean football game.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thank you.